Shabbos Parshas Balak Tashin Ayin. A well-known Mishnah in Pirkei Avos Perek Hey Asara Devarim Nivru Berev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes. There were 10 things that were created right at the end of Maaseh Bereishis. It was Erev Shabbos, the last day of creation, and it was Bein Hashmoshes. Ve'eluhein, and these are they. The first three are the Pi Haaretz, the mouth that opened up the ground to swallow Korach and his followers. Pi HaBe'er, the mouth of the rock that opened up. One pshat in the Bar Tanura is of the well, this rock that accompanied the Midden to provide water in the Schus of Miriam. And the third is the Pi HaOsein, a third mouth, three mouths, the Pi HaOretz, the Pi HaBe'er, and the Pi HaOsein. The Pi HaOsein, obviously the donkey that spoke in this week's Parsha. And as we think about it, the Bnei Yisrael points out that the order that the Tana used in the Mishnah, the Pi HaOretz, the Pi HaBe'er, and the Pi HaOsein, is indeed the order of the Parshias. We had Parshas Korach, Chukas, and Balak. Korach was the Pi HaOretz, Chukas was the Pi HaBe'er. The Rav's second shot is the Shira that the Be'er sang, Ali Be'er Enula. And finally, this week's Parsha, Parsha's Balak, we have the Pi HaOsein. Interesting, the Rav Ram Shur in his Sefer on Pirkei Avos and Lekach Valiva points out that indeed the gematria of Eretz, Be'er, and Osein equals Korach, Chukas, and Balak. You'll have to do the math yourself. We'll focus on one point over here. We see these are grouped together. We see Parshas Korach, Chukas, and Balak is the Pi HaOretz, Pi Be'er, and Pi HaOsein. We can understand why Hashem made this nace of the Pi HaOretz, an earthquake, as we can understand it, because He had to punish Korach va'adasa, and He had to do it with great fanfare, and had to be displayed b'fnei kol am ve'eda. It had to be shown to everybody. So Hashem made that nace. And the Pi HaBe'er was also an open miracle that accompanied Klal Yisrael throughout the days in the desert. So we understand why that miracle. But the Pi HaOsein, who experienced it? One person. Who was he? He was a Gentile. So Hashem had to create this Pi HaOsein on Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes. What was the necessity of this nace? And perhaps the nace is really a little bit greater than we think it is. Just that the donkey opened up its mouth one time to talk to Bilam.
Did the same also see it here? The same did they hear it, or so that's something going on over there?
I don't think so. I think it was only Bilam himself. Yeah, but sorry, my oven, it wasn't a gear to them. So even that, it's still, no matter if Hashem would create this nice, it seems not to be the same. If we contrast them to the Pi HaOretz and the Pi HaBe'er. So let's try to understand what we can learn from this nace of the Pi HaOsein. The Gemara in Baba Basra Yudalim Mebeis gives a list of the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim. And then the Gemara says, and who wrote these Svarim? Says the Gemara, Moshe Kosef Sifrei Uparshas Bilam. Moshe wrote his Sefer, namely the Torah, Chamisha Chumshe Torah, and Parshas Bilam. What's the Chiddush? Isn't Parshas Bilam part of Torah? What's the Chiddush? So Rashi says, Parshas Bilam Nuvuasa Yu Mesholov, his prophecies, his parables, Afal Pisha Einon Tzorche Moshe V'Teirosei, even though it's not really so such a necessity, doesn't really pertain to Moshe V'Teirosei, V'Sei Demaisov, still he wrote it. Difficult to understand what Rashi's saying. There's a Tzaddik asks, and the Pre-Tzaddik, there's many things in Torah. Go to Sefer Bereishis. Many stories in Sefer Bereishis. There's several psukim at the end of Parshas Vayishlach that lists Ve'elu Amalachim Asher Molach L'Edaim. Gives a whole list of kings that we were kings for Edaim, for Esav. But that pertains to us. So when you say it pertains maybe indirectly, so Parshas Bilam certainly also pertains indirectly to us. All the things that Paray said all the things that went through his mind, all the things that Lavan did. So what's the issue that the Gemara has with Parshas Bilam? But then again, what's the Chiddush as Rashi's bothered with? Moshe wrote his Sefer and Parshas Bilam. That's one kasha. Kasha number two is, why do we call it Parshas Bilam instead of Parshas Balak? The Gemara in Brachis, Yud Beis and Beis, says that Bikshu Lekvaya Parshas Balak B'Kriyashma, which needs an explanation, but the Gemara says they wanted to incorporate Parshas Balak in Shema. That means every day in Shema, besides the three Parshas we would say, we would also say almost the entire Parsha of Balak, from the beginning all the way through the Nevuah of Bilam. We don't have to add on time to our davening, obviously. I mean, for most people. Some people will manage to do it even at the same time. But, but there it calls it Parshas Balak, and here it says, Moshe Kasev Sifrei U Parshas Bilam. Why are you calling this Parshas Bilam, and there you're calling it Parshas Balak? So the Ein Yaakov here in the Gemara quotes a Ritva, that this Parshas Bilam means a separate Sefer. Okay, it's a Sefer Miyuchad. If Tzadik is not satisfied with that, he says, well, what do you have, another Sefer here? Not within Torah Nevi'im Miksuvim, we call it Sfar Mechitzanim. What are you adding on books that we don't know about? Okay. So, Rav Tzadik in the Pitzadik says a beautiful idea. He says, really, all of the stories that are in Torah, and all of the conversations that are even with Rishayim, once Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in Torah, it becomes Torah now. Once it was written down by Moshe Rabbeinu as part of Torah, it becomes pure Torah. And therefore, when we say, even, we give an example, let's say, even when Pare said, Mi yodati es Hashem, I don't know him, and lo yashma b'koylei, I will listen to him, that becomes, you say Birchas HaTorah, and you learn that pasuk, which seems to be blasphemy. But now that it's written in Torah, it becomes a chelik of learning Torah. It becomes a chelik of Torah. It's purified by Moshe Rabbeinu writing it down in Torah. So that's what all these stories that the Torah says that seem to be only relevant to Goyim, not to us. Once Moshe Rabbeinu puts it in Torah, it has a din of Torah. So what's the Chiddush of the Gemara? Moshe Kasev Sifrei U'Parshas Bilam. What's the Chiddush? He wrote all of Torah. So obviously he wrote Parshas Bilam too. What's the Gemara telling us? And he also wrote Parshas Bilam. So we notice a famous Chazal in the end of the Torah in Parshas Vezos HaBracha, where the Torah says, V'leikam Navi Oid B'Yisrael K'Moshe. No other person was as great a Navi as Moshe Rabbeinu, but that's only B'Yisrael Leikam. But Be'umais, come. And who's that? Bilam. What's the pshat? All the Nevi'im, all prophets, when they prophesize with the word Koy Amar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he prophesied, he did Zeh Hadover. What's the difference? Koy Amar Hashem is, the Navi heard something from Hashem, and he says, Koy Amar Hashem, so said Hashem the following Nevuah. This is what Yeshaya did. This is what Yecheskel did. Yirmiyahu did. Koy Amar Hashem, this is what Hashem said. Moshe Rabbeinu said Zeh HaDavar because by Moshe, it was the Shechina Medaberes Miteich Groinoi. It wasn't like Moshe Rabbeinu heard something and then he repeated it over. But when he spoke, the Shechina itself was speaking through Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth. And therefore he said it as if he was talking right now. Zeh HaDavar, this thing you should do. That aspect of Nevuah was shared by Bilam. Bilam also didn't prophesize with Koy Amar Hashem, but rather the Shekhinah spoke through the mouth of Bilam. And that's why Bilam said in the parasha we have Perakov Beis Pasicha, Ba'aches Hashdavar Asher Adaber Eilecha Oysoy Sase. This thing that I am speaking to you, that should be done. It should be that I will speak. That I will then go say over as a prophecy. But rather it's the Shekhinah talking. It says, the thing that I am saying now, that's what you will do. So that's what it means, that Laikum Navi Oid Bi Yisrael Kamesha. There was no other Navi like Moshe. Rav Tzadik is going to teach, not in greatness, not that Bilam was as great, but in this aspect, that all other Nevi'im spoke that this is what Hashem told me to say, as opposed to Moshe. And here we have also Bilam, when they spoke the prophecy, it was Hashem Himself speaking through their mouth. Now we can understand this Gemara. Moshe, of course, of Sifrei, or Parshas Bilam. Oh, everything else in Torah, certainly the stories with Rishayim and all of history and all of mitzvahs, obviously Moshe Rabbeinu had to write. And even those things that at one point in time were words of perhaps blasphemy from Hashem, now that they're written in Torah, they become a part of Torah, chelek v'Torah. But the words of Bilam were already spoken by Hashem Himself. So maybe it's not necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to write that down in Torah, because that's already Torah. That's already the word of Hashem. Maybe it's not necessary. Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote his Sefer, and he even wrote the words of Bilam, even though it was Hashem Himself speaking. That's what the Gemara means. That's Parshas Bilam. That's just the Nevuah of Bilam. Parshas Balak is something else. Parshas Balak, the dialogue between Bilam and Balak, the fact that Balak was afraid and he wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, has to write down. That's Parshas Balak. That entire Parsha we wanted to incorporate into Kriya Shema, the Gemara and Bracha says. And we didn't. But Parshas Bilam, the Gemara says, that will be a chiddush. Why Moshe Rabbeinu have to write it down? Why? Because Parshas Bilam is Hashem Himself speaking through the mouth of Bilam, just as He did through the mouth of Moshe. However, when we say that Bilam shared this special aspect with Moshe, that it wasn't he heard the Nevuah and then repeated it over. Rather, the Shekhinah spoke as his mouth was moving. It was the Shekhinah talking through his mouth. It's not the same with Moshe and Bilam. Moshe had the Shekhinah talk through his mouth because of the great heights that he reached in closeness to Hashem. Panim b'panim dibur Hashem. However, Bilam was not like that. Bilam was selected as a person that Hashem says, I will speak through his mouth. When did Hashem decide there will be such a thing? Such a phenomenon that Hashem will speak through the mouth of someone who is not having any thought of his own, who is not deciding what to say, but rather Hashem Himself is just speaking through that mouthpiece. Hashem created that on Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmashos, with the creation of the Pi HaOsein. The Pi HaOsein represents an idea that Hashem will speak through a person or an animal who has no das of its own, who is not thinking of what to say, but rather the words are coming through its mouth. When we say that Bilam spoke and Hashem was speaking through his mouth, Bilam is the same as the Pi HaOsein. Hashem created a phenomenon on Erev Shabbos. He created a Pi HaOretz, that the mouth of the earth will open up, and that's a nes. He created the Pi HaBer, the mouth of the rock will open up to provide water. And He created a phenomenon called the Pi HaOsein, that there will be times when a person or an animal will speak, and that word or those words are to be heard by others. And it wasn't for a one-time thing to Bilam, but it's a continuous phenomenon that Hashem will want sometimes words to be heard by others, and Hashem will instill those words through a person, sometimes through an animal. And the point is that Hashem is speaking over here, and it's for the person who's hearing it to hear a message. Where do we find this idea? We find this idea in the Gemara in the end of Megillah. Gemara says, "Minayin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin Shemishtamshin BeBaskoil." How do we know that we're allowed to use a baskoil? Meaning that if somebody had to decide what he should do, should he embark in this project or not? Should he go to this place or not? And then he hears a voice which says yes or no. the Torah seems to forbid such a thing. Don't use omens to decide your ways. The Gemara says, but a bas koil, that you're allowed to use. Even though Taisa says, nichush is usher, but simen is mutter. What do you mean it's a simen? You could use this as a sign, this is the right way to go. Where do we know that from? The Pasuk quotes a Pasuk. The Gemara here quotes a Pasuk, va'azeinecha tishmana dover mi'acharecha. Your ears will hear a word or words from behind you, lemar, saying, zeh aderech l'chubay. Go this way. And that the Gemara calls is a baskal. The way Rav Tzadik explains that this Gemara is like, he says, the ma'isa that happened with Rav Zusha. Rav Zusha was once walking on the way, and he saw a guy with his carriage that was toppled over on the side of the road. And the guy says, you, come and help me pick up the carriage to turn it upright. And Rav Zusha says, I can't help you. So the guy says, you certainly could help me. You just don't want to. And Rav Zusha walked away and he says, wow, why did I hear just those words? Why were those words just spoken to me? He says, you know what Hashem is telling me? Hashem has kaviyako fallen down, and Hashem is telling me, pick me up, and I'm saying, I can't pick you up. Hashem is saying, of course you can pick me up. You just don't want to. That what the idea here is that the Gemara is saying that there are many pi ha'asins that a person hears throughout his life. Sometimes a person's walking and a guy passes by in a car and he shouts out something. He says, there's a stupid guy. Disregard it. Go on with that day. And the Gemara is saying, no, that's a baskel. If there's words that I'm hearing that was said by somebody without thinking, that was the nace of pi ha'asin. That was the nace of Hashem speaking through the mouth of an Asain, through the mouth of Bilam. All the words of Bilam were words that we're supposed to take to heart. Rav Tzadik is understanding it, that these are words that are speaking the Shechinah's Madaberes Mitei Groinei. Whenever we hear something, that's considered, according to the Gemara, a Baskel. Va'azeinecha tishmana dove me'acharecha. Your ear hears something said, it's telling you, Lamar, lechu haderech, go in this way. And it's permissible. Not only is it permissible, it's commanded. Now these are words, if we're hearing it, it must be these are words that we're supposed to hear. And therefore we can understand that's indeed what the nace of the pi ha'asin was. It wasn't a one-time thing, and it wasn't for one person to hear. But it was this nace that Hashem created, that at times He will speak through something or someone who really is not even decided on their own what to say. And certainly if it's just a comment, if it's maybe just a backhanded comment that doesn't even make sense, that is not appropriate, is not even a reason why it should be said. But the reason is because it's supposed to be heard. And when there are times in life when we go that sometimes someone will give us mussar. You know, what did we do? What is he... He thought I was doing something wrong, I really wasn't. And he starts screaming something. According to this Gemara, it's a baskom on Hashemayim. Hashem is speaking through that person who was supposed to take it to heart. That's a form of a pi ha'osein. That's a nace that Hashem created on Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashes. No different than the pi ha'aretz and the pi ha'be'er, there's a pi ha'osein. Hashem said, there's not going to be a time in history that there will be no nevuah. Prophets won't come and speak directly to people. But there will be a baskel. Even though there's no nevuah, there is a baskel. And this baskel, this voice from heaven, is spoken through people, is spoken through animals, is spoken through words, maybe it's spoken through sometimes children, the Gemara says. And these are words that have to be heard and have to be taken to heart. And that's an idea of the pi ha'asin, which we learn from the parsha.